Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
There he is. There he is, everybody.
I am following my dreams as an animator. I said, fuck it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to do it.
Oh. Go ahead. What'd you have to do?
So I enrolled in Aardman's Academy. And it's a, I don't know if you, our listeners are very familiar with like Wallace and Gromit or Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Or Shaun the Sheep. They have a animation academy, and in that academy, you know, I've been doing stop motion for a while, but they have courses, and they have two stop motion courses. They have a fabrication course. They have a course on how to get into the industry and stuff like that. And really what you're doing is you're learning how to network with all of these great animators or up and coming animators, and people in this, in the Aardman community. And so I enrolled in their course. And we are now in week two. And
it's in person or online?
It's online. It used to be in person, but they offered it online. It's amazing. Right before the pandemic happened, very similar to how we were coming out. Mm-hmm. They had already put in motion their plan for online classes. And the pandemic happened, and they were able to jump right into
Now, are you like you must have signed up for an intermediate level because you're not a beginner?
No, I took the beginner course, to be honest with you, because it also teaches how to work with like ball and socket armatures, which I'm very familiar with. Also, I'm pretty versed in stop motion animation right now. But it's always good to go back to the basics, especially when you're learning, from new people. And so I'm really excited about it. I've already learned things that I didn't know before. And so it's pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
And I'm very impressed that you're taking a class. I would love to take
And so the reason why I was like 2 minutes late, 5 minutes late today was because I had somebody deliver a down shooter table, which is a table where you can mount the camera on top and shoot down.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did you mention, when the person delivered it, did you mention this?
Whether it be taking a poop, whether it be a finger, whether it be a tongue, whether it, you know, everybody likes a little ass play. I'm going to tell you something right now. He was in my animation room. And you guys know about the animation
room.
Whenever you bring men to your animation room, shit goes down.
It gets dangerous. This time it was my own version of ass play. He was there like, and I, look, we have the podcast coming. And then he's there, but he's kind of ready to leave, but he hasn't left yet. And I'm sitting there and I got to take a shit. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to just kick him out and be like, I got to take a shit. You got to go. You know what I mean? I want to be a little bit more tactful than that. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, yeah, man, you know. And it's like, it's about to touch cloth, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Yes.
And so I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
And I said, well, and my wife taught me something that is the best thing, and it works for everything. Listen, whenever you're on the phone with someone, whenever you're on a FaceTime, anytime you want to get out of it.
Yeah.
Welp, let me let you go.
Let me let you
always go. Always works.
Okay.
Always works.
Okay. Thank you, Casey.
Always works.
Okay, let it's not
I gotta go. It's let me let you. Thank you for hearing everything I've had to say.
Yes.
Let me let you go on with your life now.
I've been holding you up.
Right. Yeah. That's the greatest way to get out of everything. Let me let you go.
Very smart.
I said to him, let me let you go. And he was like, great, thank you.
You know what I mean? And then you took your dookie.
And then I took my dookie. And
well,
then
it's interesting because one of the themes of this episode is that you have to
fart. Big time. Turk has to fart.
And you have, which is ridiculous. Like, why not just go in the bathroom of the hospital room and fart? Like, why won't Carla let you fart?
Why would he even hold it? Listen, this is what I've learned a long time ago.
Yeah.
A fart bubble to the heart piece could kill your ass. Real quick.
Yeah, that's from a fake doctor, guys. So listen to that. Don't hold it in. It's not good for you.
The last thing you want is a stinky fart bubble to travel all the way through your system to your heart.
But you don't know if the fart is going to be like a non-smelling one or a really horrible one.
You know.
Like if you ever fart in an elevator and then like you're alone and then someone gets on and you're like, fuck. It's reeks in here now.
I farted before and it hasn't reeked.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But everybody does that in like, where do people fart? Oh, airplane. Everyone's always farting on the airplane.
Yeah.
People just let it fly.
Just let it go. Dude, and you never know who did it either because it's just circulating air. It's just like, oh, that could have came from back there.
There's something
shit
about an airplane that just like all fart etiquette is off.
Yeah.
Just like there's something about a pool that all piss etiquette is off.
Whoa.
Wait, no. I'm wrong about that? No, I don't pee in a pool.
I think
but when you were a kid, I don't pee in a pool.
You do.
I didn't say I did.
I'm just wondering if you pee in my pool.
I do not pee in your pool, but I bet you my kids do.
Well, they told Josh that. Remember when Josh came over and he said
that wasn't my kids.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. That was Thude's kids.
Oh, that was Dude's kids. That's right. Josh is like, they're like, get in, Mr. Josh. And he goes, I'm not getting in that pool. You guys peed in there. They go, not in the hot tub.
Amazing.
We got to announce right off the bat, because we haven't yet, that we're going to Austin, Texas to do the Austin TV Festival.
Yes. Woo!
We are doing a Scrubs reunion panel. This has been in the works for so long, and
since before COVID.
Yeah, and it's hard when someone asks you to do something so far out, and they always asked us to do it like 6 months in advance, and we were all like, "I don't know where the hell I'm going to be in June," but it's happening, June 2nd through the 5th. If you are in Austin, Texas, or near Austin, Texas, you should come because on Sunday, I believe, right, Donald? Here's the schedule. Sunday at 10 a.m. is when we are reuniting the Scrubs cast at the Paramount Theater in Austin.
We're going to get some good barbecue that day, probably.
Get a Terry Blacks.
I think I'm going to go a day early, Donald. You might want to join me because there's no reason to go down there for one day.
Agreed.
I mean, you know, it is. It's still Texas.
If your wife will allow you. If your wife will allow you. No, Austin's amazing, I'm told.
Texas is amazing.
I don't think I've ever been to Austin.
Oh, you're really going to love it.
So much
fun. Dude, I've been to Austin with you. You've been to Austin, man.
When was I in Austin?
We went for some scrub shit. We even ate barbecue in Austin. We went for fucking Wish I Was Here.
Oh, okay. Maybe for Wish I Was Here. All right. But the point is, I'm going. Donald and I are going, and if you want to see an in-person Scrubs reunion, I know that Sarah's going. I know that Bill Lawrence The creator's going.
I'm going.
I'm
You're
sure
going.
Johnny C's going. Do you know if Judy's going?
I hope she's going. I believe she said she was.
I don't know if Neil's going. I don't know the extent. You could probably find out who's going to be there on the ATX. Oh, let me give you the website, like a good host of a podcast.
There you go.
It's atxfestival.com. And go there and you can come see us because we're never all together, ever. I was just with William Lawrence in Miami. Now I'm home in L.A. Donald, didn't you notice I'm home in L.A.?
I'm very happy you're home in
L.A. I missed you. I really did miss you.
Did you get a chance to check out Doctor Strange, though, is the question. That's what everybody wants to know.
Okay. No, but I will tell you, on the airplane last night, I did begin to watch the latest Spider-Man.
Oh.
And I found it very entertaining.
It's very good.
It is.
Very good. It's probably their best movie. That one, Endgame, Infinity War, Black Panther, Captain America.
Oh, really? You're saying it's up there with the top Marvel movies?
Spider-Man? Yes, for sure. So there's a lot of arguments out there right now. This Strange has kind of done what freaking The Last Jedi has done to what The Last Jedi did to the Star Wars universe. I'm finding Strange is doing to the Marvel universe. It's causing a rift. For those who've seen the movie, they kind of understand what I'm talking about.
How appropriate.
It's causing a split right down the middle in like a lot of people love it and some people hate it. I will say this. If your argument is, then you're not a real Marvel fan. If you don't like Strange, then you have no argument. I'm sorry. That literally, if you don't like Multiverse of Madness, if your argument is, oh, then you must not be a real Marvel fan. I'm sorry, but that's the weakest argument you could possibly make.
That's
I'm just
fair.
Gonna.
Also, it's not based in anything.
It doesn't right.
mean
yeah.
anything.
It means absolutely nothing. So for those of you out there that are saying that, eat a dick. You sound like a moron. All right.
Okay.
So that
well,
being
I,
said,
I
that
be
being
going
said,
to see it.
Daniel, what did you think?
You know what? I'm kind of thankful that when we were on the show last, you guys were not huge fans of it because it lowered my expectations a little bit, and I kind of went into it like being like, okay, maybe it's not so great. And I think the campier, Raimier elements of the movie really hit me in the right way. I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
I
it was
did
so
like,
fun.
Hold on. I do like the Raimi aspect of it. I'm not gonna lie about that. I think some of the people that were brought in, they missed on. You know what I mean? For certain parts of the movie. They could have gotten, I mean, it's Disney. It's Marvel. They should have went bigger than that, man.
Okay.
Let's
not give anyone any spoilers. And
I haven't
also,
spoiled
let's
anything.
Stop talking about Marvel because some people, I don't know who, might find it boring as balls. Donald, but let's get back to me. I'm home. Will you be spending time with me? Will you find time for me?
I will definitely
I'm going to try and crash your tennis lesson, maybe.
Ooh.
I don't take lessons. Now I just play with the G, with the OGs.
Oh,
I'm on that OG level now. You're going to have to catch up, bro.
Do you ever go Tuesday or Thursday?
That's Casey's. I used to go to it. When I was getting back into tennis, that's where I go. Pete does that a lot, actually. Pete does it because Pete plays a lot of tennis, man, and he can play against people
like every day.
He could play against people that are better than him, and he could play against people that are like a lot worse than him. I find it very difficult to play against people that aren't close to my level or, you know what I mean, or better. If you can't play tennis, I have a hard time playing tennis. That's just me.
Well, I will tell you that I will be going. I'm going to get back into tennis because I need it. I miss it. And it's the summertime. But Donald, I'm really excited to be with you. Joelle, Dale, I'm glad to be back in Los Angeles where it's beautiful. Let's get into the show. Donald, count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story that we all should know.
What a very bizarre episode of Scrubs. It all pretty much You know, they do. They have these shows we've told you before where the showrunner might be trying to save a little money. They call them like Stuck in a or a bottle episode.
Ah.
This is literally called my fish bowl. And I sense that Bill.
Well, it takes place on one floor.
It takes place really in one room.
Right. For the most part.
But it does have that flashback that I told you was one of the funniest things in Scrubs history, where we both tell a different version of the story.
I did not know that this story was going to make its way back around, you know. So at first,
we'll get
to it. But I'm going
to
say, at first, I was like, did we watch this episode already? It caught me a little off guard.
No, because JD's obsessed about the fact that there were no water
balloons. Well, he knows now.
Your lie doesn't hold up.
He knows now.
It seems to me that whenever you see this, fellow listeners, an episode of your favorite show that seems to be taking place in one room or one space, it often is the showrunner saving a little bit of money and time to either they're over budget or they're saving up to do a more expensive episode, or it's just kind of an old trick. So we are all pretty much stuck in private dancer's room the whole time.
Do you recall Mikey Weston being in this many episodes of Scrubs?
No.
I swore it was only like one.
No,
maybe two. This is like four or five.
What about
now?
Him making out with my gal at the end?
What is that about? Elliot's a gem for that also, though. We'll get to that too.
We'll get to that too. We're getting ahead of ourselves. She gave him a reason to live. It was written by Kevin Beagle, directed by Chris Koch, one of our favorite directors. Mm-hmm. Great man, great person,
great director.
Yes, a good filmmaker,
a mensch, as we say. Yes.
I love Chris Koch. Every time I see him, he also likes camera toys like me, so we get to talk about cameras and camera gear, and he's always got the latest thing.
We were at a party once, my wife and I, and Chris was there, and I forgot his wife's name, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry, what's your wife's name? And he was like, it's Jill. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, so Jill, and she wouldn't answer me. And he goes, I'm just fucking with you. That's not her name.
That's so mean.
I was like, you dick.
That's mean, but funny.
Yeah, but funny. And to this day, don't know his wife's name. Koch.
So speaking of not funny, Carla is not funny in this episode. That's one of the main threads of this episode. Now,
right.
I believe...
Yes.
Scrubs lore.
Yes.
Is that Judy always wanted more jokes.
Yes.
And Bill was frustrated because not that he didn't think that Judy was funny, but he said, that's not really your character on the show. You're the heart. You're the warmth. You're the maternal figure. You're a very valuable part of the show that isn't the comedy. Of course, occasionally you'll have a joke, but that's not really your place. And now Judy didn't like that. And as the story goes, I don't even know if it's true. We'll have to ask Bill one day when he comes back. But as the story goes, he got sick and tired of Judy asking to be funnier. So he made a whole episode
Carla not being funny.
About Carla not being funny at all.
Oh, boy. That was Bill's way of putting things to bed also. You know what I mean? Like,
I think he was just, I don't know if it's as malicious as that, which is funny and classic Bill, but it does seem like someone going, you know what? We're going to write a whole fucking episode about how Carla's not funny. And she's not funny. I mean, Judy's funny.
Judy's very funny. Hold on now.
No. For clarity's sake, Judy's very funny and an incredible actress. And Carla would occasionally have jokes. But again, that was not her place in the show.
Right. She was the heart.
She was the heart. So what do we got
here? So let's start from the beginning. Dr. Kelso partied on segregated beaches and was all right with it. That shit had me rolling where Laverne's like, there we go right there in the picture back there. And she points us. Doesn't that make you feel bad? And he's like, damn, I look good.
It was the worst Photoshop job ever, by the way.
The fact that the black people are on the beach looking at all the white people have fun, just standing there watching them. like, shit, I wish I could jump in that water. Like, yeah. They have on clothes and everything. Like, why just standing
the,
there looking.
The, why are they? It's weird that they're at the beach, but they're, like, behind, like, a rope line. And then Kelso's got, like, abs.
That's fucked up. That's the fucked up shit. They make it seem like, oh, the white side of things, it's so much better over here. It's so much better that we're going to put the velvet rope up and you guys can look over the velvet rope. You ever be at a club and look over the velvet rope? Ain't shit going on over there that's anything popping compared to what's going on in the normal club.
I saw LeBron in person, Donald.
Where did you see LeBron?
I went to the F1 races, by the way, which was really cool.
We met LeBron before.
I've never met LeBron, have I?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
Anyway, I went to a nightclub. I really didn't want to go to a nightclub, but Miami has a lot of nightclubs.
I told you.
I hated it.
You loved it. You loved it. You're telling me a story about how you met LeBron at a nightclub, dude.
Saw LeBron enter with a very, very large entourage. I mean, it might as well have been like a whole bus full of people, but I did see him in person with sunglasses on in the club. How do we feel about that?
That's weird.
Anyway,
that's weird. He must have been stoned to the bone.
How do you see with sunglasses on?
He got a bunch of people guiding him. He's not even walking. He's just fucking floating.
I know.
They're like, he's like, where are we going?
Yeah, just move with the posse. No, I did go. I don't like it. I don't. It's so loud, and I'm just grown out of it, I think. I don't, it's not for me.
I don't know anymore. I haven't been to a club in so long. I do know this. If I go to a club, I want to bring my wife. Because she's a lot of fun at the club, and I want to see her back.
Maybe
her
if
element.
I was in a booth with Aww. You and Casey, I'd be laughing and having fun. And I was with nice people, friends, but I was just like, it's so loud, you can't talk to anybody.
Yeah. Were you with Tarsus and Bill?
No, was with Andrew Watt, who's a famous
Charlotte?
Music producer, and I was with Charlotte. But anyway, I thought you'd be excited by the fact that I saw LeBron in person.
He's tall.
He is tall.
He is very tall.
But he wore sunglasses in the club, and I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about that, too. That was my thing. One of my times seeing Jay-Z in the club, he had sunglasses on, and I was like, dude, please either be stoned, so stoned that your eyes are so red.
I just don't know how people see.
Come on, don't be that guy. Like, the guy that wears the sunglasses inside of a room, like, come on, man.
But F1
like
was
idiot,
cool.
Dude.
We got to see that. Bill got us tickets to be in the Ferrari tent. And that was cool. And the funny thing is, though, your corner, they go by so fast that you end up turning to watch the thing on TV because you can't really see much there.
The puck at a hockey game?
Kind of. That's a good analogy. It's cool when they go by and you can't believe how fast they go by. But it's like, nyum. And then, like, you have no sense of the race unless you turn to the TV. So people have paid all this money to be there, but they're all gathered around the TV.
Right, to watch it in freaking like a, what's it called, a tracking shot instead of the...
all the different angles, and they have the angles inside the car, and you can see who's in the lead. But it was really cool. It was a great life experience. I don't need to do it again, but
I take
cool.
that back. Hockey is better to watch in person than it is on television. Sorry. Wow. Hockey is because you can see the puck in person. On television, you can't see the puck that well. In person, you see it the whole time.
Man. Did I ever tell you about the time?
I'm going to tell if you ever get the opportunity to go to a hockey game, any of our listeners out there, if you're avid hockey fans, you already know. But if you've never been to a hockey game like I hadn't until I went to a New Jersey Devils game, and they put me on the Jumbotron, by the way.
Okay.
Garden State, shout out the Garden State.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the New Jersey Devils appreciate Donald Faison. Thank you.
Put
New
me
Jersey
on
Devils.
The Jumbotron. Anyway, yeah. I got to take the cast and crew of Emergence to a New Jersey Devils game. And it was so much fun. It's so much better when you get to go because you can see the puck. And that's such a big deal.
I once was inebriated as a child at a New Jersey Devils game. And I had to go to New Jersey Devils jail.
What?
What?
I need details.
Wait, hold on.
You were a child? That
was
inebriated.
Well, we were teenagers. Okay. I was probably 15, 16. And we drank, you know, we're in the car in the parking lot pounding our Meister brows. And
Meister brows.
Yeah, that was like the cheapest beer that we drank in Jersey. And I remember we were like, you know, way up at the top, the cheapest tickets you can get. And I was certainly, you know, I probably had two beers and was hammered. Or maybe three, because I don't know, whatever I was drinking. All I remember is this. I went to go buy food, and I clearly was stumbling because I went to pull my wallet out. And this is, at the time, it was Brendan Byrne Arena. I don't know what they call New Jersey Devil Stadium now, but Joel will look that up for us. It's probably like cryptocurrenciescrashing.com. You're happy you didn't buy crypto now, Donald?
I was never going to buy. I don't even know what's going on with crypto, man. Oh, I don't even pay attention to it.
It's like the Titanic hitting an iceberg.
It's bad.
So all those people who are mining all of that shit?
If you own crypto, you lost half your money this week.
Yeah.
The Prudential Center. All right. So listen, I'm at the Prudential Center. New Jersey Devils, if you're listening, I'd like to buy this back and come back as a 47-year-old adult who's allowed to drink alcohol and not be put in New Jersey Devils jail. Because what happened was
good when it starts with see what had happened was.
What had happened was I was trying to like go buy like a hot dog or something, and my wallet fell on the ground.
No.
And so I go down to get my wallet like on the ground, and it was out of a movie. I saw like two pairs of boots. Now these security officers had clearly clocked a 15-year-old drunk kid stumbling around, dropping his wallet on the ground. And I tilted up and they were like, "You're coming with us." And I was like, "Why? What are you talking about? You know, why am I going to come with you? I'm going to get a hot dog. I'm up in seat. I'm in seat quadruple Z."
Nobody's ever seen you drunk the way I've seen you drunk. This is accurate. This is so accurate.
And I was trying to talk some sense to them. And they brought me downstairs, and there's a whole like holding pen area.
Are there bars?
Yeah, they're, you know, it's for like people getting fights and people who whatever.
Wait, they have an actual jail pen inside of the Prudential Center.
Yes, I'm sure every arena does for someone who's drunk or gets in a fight or whatever.
Just to remind them, but they don't want to throw you just in some random room. They got to have a bar.
No,
in
it front was just not to remind a room.
It was actually a jail.
It was a jail cell.
Just to remind your ass, yo. This is where you're going next. Get comfortable. Get used to this look.
The worst part was, I remember they're like, "We have to call someone to come pick you up."
Call your brother.
And I was like, "Oh no, no!" Only my sister was around.
Call Shosh.
So I gave her my number. I gave them her number, and she couldn't. She couldn't. I forgot why she couldn't come, but she totally screwed me over. I could have avoided. I could have avoided this debacle.
So who'd you have to call?
Then it happened. Through the bars. I saw my mom.
Oh no!
My mom, I was crying and everything. My mom, because I was
get him out of there. Get my baby out of there.
No, my mom wasn't crying. I was crying. I was like, "It's a misunderstanding." But I was all emotional because I was drunk.
Because you were drunk out of your mind.
I was a drunk kid.
Off of three beers.
And I was such a good kid. My mom was so pissed off that she had to, on her weekend day, drive to the Prudential Center and pick up her drunk kid in the drunk tank.
Oh, sad.
But anyway, so Devils, will you have me back? I promise to stay sober. And
hey, I know for a fact that not only will the New Jersey Devils have you back, but they'll put you on the Jumbotron too.
Oh, I want to be on the Jumbotron. And I want to be on the Kiss Cam with Donald.
I'm not gonna kiss you.
You wouldn't kiss me on the kiss cam?
Come on.
Your lips look really like chafy chap.
That's not true. That's not true. I've been in Miami. Maybe they're dry, but I would moisturize them before we went to the game.
I'll think about it.
Oh my God. If we got brought up on a kiss cam, you wouldn't kiss me.
No, yeah, I would, just to fucking freak everybody out at this testosterone event.
No, if you want to freak these motherfuckers out, we hold it. Oh, no. It'll start from cheering to booing.
Like, oh.
mess.
All right, should we go to break? When we come back, we promise
we'll talk about the show. We'll talk about it. We will.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back!
We're back!
I got all my sound effects back.
Wu-Tang Forever.
I do like that one. So when Carla's not, when we find out that Carla's not funny, Cox explains every character in Scrubs history pretty much, or at least our main characters.
Yes.
And why they're funny and what their purpose is on the show.
Yes.
He goes through us all. And he explains to her, this isn't your lane. Your lane is the one that takes care of everything. You're the heart. You're the one that, you're the glue. You're the one that keeps us together.
Right.
And Carla can't hear that shit. And she goes on a really bad joke spree, pretty much.
Yeah. I liked when he was pointing out that the janitor was weird. The janitor says, I made shoes for my rabbit. And he holds them up. And they appear to be made out of rabbit. I think there's a double joke there that they're shoes for a rabbit, but
they're made out of rabbit.
They look like they were made out of rabbit.
Right.
What about Todd is smelling the nurse's armpits. Wasn't that his girlfriend?
Yes, that was. That's his actual girlfriend. Yes.
But not now. Life. Then.
I think they're still together. He said they were still together the last time they were on the show.
I can't keep track of this relationship. I thought it was on again, off again.
I don't know. They're like Ross and Rachel, though, for real.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that woman whose armpits he's smelling is his girlfriend.
Anyway, Ted and the fucking blue ink.
Yeah.
Was fucking hilarious.
That was
where
funny.
He's like, am I really a sad sack?
Yeah.
And she goes, Ted, your pen's leaking. And he goes, oh, and he takes his hand off his head and he has the freaking thing on his head and he looks at his hand and he goes, oh!
Everything involving Ted in this episode is a physical comedy joke where something gets sprayed all over his body.
Right,
I hit him with a watermelon seed and it pops his milk.
Holy shit. Fucking JD spits.
Well, we learn.
Bullets, pretty much.
I think one of the first lines in the whole show is that JD's happiest moment was winning the watermelon seed spitting contest at theater camp. So we know that he does have a secret skill set.
But that's beyond. That's fucking beyond Olympic level skill set.
I'll have you know, I checked Scrubs Wiki, and it does say there's a if you're one of these people that loves our fuck ups, it says what did it say? When JD spits the watermelon seed to Turk, it breaks Ted's milk, but the can was already leaking before it hits. Fucking Scrubs Wiki. Asshole.
Trevor, sometime I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, Trevor.
Go ahead.
You know, snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
Dude.
Why you gotta tell us on that one?
He's straight up, yo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Y'all can say what you want to say about certain things, but the fact, look, man, don't try and make it so the illusion goes away. Don't take away the
trick.
Illusion.
You know, you're like the guy who tells people how magic tricks are done.
Don't be that guy.
Trevor.
Wiki. Trevor Wiki.
Just kidding. We love you, Trevor. All right. Let's get into this water balloon fight. Now, I regret to admit that JD's impression of Turk in this flashback.
Very racist.
And I'm sorry.
But look, it's supposed, we address it. It was meant to be, though.
Did you laugh, though?
I did laugh, actually. I laughed out loud.
Me too.
Actually, I laughed very hard at it.
Because
and I'm willing
say,
to bet that one of our black writers wrote the joke, too.
I want to say something else. Because you then go on to do a version of me that is a very white impression.
But it's never, is it racist when black people do white people?
Apparently
is it
not.
Racist? No.
Joel just said it's not.
No, not
really. It's like how you're allowed to say hunky.
Well, I don't say that, though.
I know, but you said the other week that you never stopped.
I was being funny. That was a good joke.
That was a good joke. Oh, by the way, that joke was so good that I want you to know I told Bill that you said that and he laughed.
Right on.
That's funny. So anyway, voices aside, it's pretty darn funny that in my recollection, I got my mullet and I'm rocking down the hallway.
Right. And you're cool in yours. Right?
Yes. And I'm very cool. And I walk in, and you guys are
just lying in bed.
Just lying in bed, but you're naked.
Yes.
And then, and I don't believe you. And I look around, there's no water balloons.
Well, in Turk's defense.
But I hear, before I walk in, I hear the words.
It's true what they say about black
it's
guys.
It's true what they say about black guys.
Oh, no.
Meaning that you
have big
stereotypically
dick.
Have
I a, have big dick energy. Turk, big, sorry. Turk has big dick energy.
You have a girthy shaft. That's the stereotype. And
not only is it girthy.
Oh, boy.
But long.
But thin. No, wait. It can't be girthy and thin. That's impossible.
It's girthy and long. It's like an eel. It's like an eel in the Bahamas episode. We learn JD mistakes it as for an eel.
So it's not really girthy, it's just long then.
No,
eels
girthy.
Aren't girthy. Eels are like little tiny thin things.
No. A good ocean eel will be very thick. Very thick.
You know what? You're right. I've seen an ocean eel. Remember that time we went to Hawaii? It was me, you, and Raiden and Casey.
Yeah.
Who else? And right. And we went to Hawaii. We went.
My girlfriend at the time. Yeah.
Right. And we went scuba diving next to the Aerosmith dude.
Steven Tyler's
house.
Yeah. You
remember that?
Yeah. We got paparazzi and we all looked doughy.
Yeah. Well, I looked doughy. You guys look great.
I looked doughy as hell.
Well, they anyway. Told me I needed to work on my abs. Paparazzi eat a dick. The thing is, we were scuba diving and, you know. I went underwater.
We weren't
snorkeling. We were snorkeling, and I saw a fucking sea eel, and that shit was thick, and it was scary. It was scary looking.
Well, anyway, that's what JD imagines is happening in the room. Now, in Turk's version, when you see me walking down the hallway, and I love how I'm walking. The nerdiest, your version of me is such a nerd. I love that. That made me laugh out loud, my walk. And then when I say it's true what they say about black guys, it reveals that you're spinning a basketball on your finger. Which would mean another stereotype that you're good at basketball.
Well, the fact that Turk is like, how do I fucking turn this around?
And then,
to make JD think that we're not talking about my penis.
Yeah.
We're actually talking about something else. What would it be that black... I got it. Basketball.
Right.
That's just... You guys have
your lie is so bad. You have a water balloon fight, and then she's cold because her clothes are wet.
And no, then... And then is that what it is? Right. And she says,
let's get under the covers.
No, she says that. She says, I've got a great
idea. In your lie.
She says, I've got a great idea. Let's take our clothes off and get under the covers and cuddle to keep warm. And Turk's like, he doesn't say anything, but they cut to a shot of Turk and he's nodding like, yeah, that makes sense.
I wish we had done more of this. It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the premise of us telling different versions, you know, there's that famous movie that I saw in film school and not since, but it's called Rashomon, where the premise is you see like a number of people's different perceptions of how something went down. And I think that premise with us in the show is so funny. They should have used it more because I just think...
Your
cartoonish version of how you remember me and my cartoonish version of how I remember you is funny.
Yeah.
You did have a high top fade, though.
In both of them.
So Snoop Dogg resident has an albino snake, and he says that his hoes are going to love it.
Yes. Why?
There's a pet store owner that we both took care of. And he gives me a goldfish and Snoop Dogg resident a big albino snake.
I didn't know. I thought we called Snoop Dogg resident because he was looked like Snoop Dogg. I didn't know he was a pimp. He's supposed to literally be. If Snoop Dogg was on Scrubs, this would be
okay.
Him.
This is a good question we've never explored. Does Snoop Dogg resident just lean into the joke and say, like, I'm obviously a doctor. I'm a resident at a hospital. But, okay, if you guys want to call me that, I'll make jokes like, yeah, my hoes are going to love this. Or does he really have hoes?
Right. Or is he like a straight-up pimp, walks, you know, has now and later gaiters. You know what I'm saying?
I like to think that on the side he –
Hoes walking the track.
He's a
like,
pimp.
is he doing it like that?
I don't know that he'd have the time, though, to be a resident at a hospital and also run a sex worker business.
It would be effort.
Right. Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, you got to keep your stable in check, one. But then also, like, how do you do that? How do you do that and then freaking... How do you have a vicious side to you like that, but then go and save people's lives in the hospital?
Well, maybe
like,
maybe not all pimps are vicious. Maybe Snoop Dogg resident is.
If he wants his money, he got to do something about that. Because you know, the minute he start acting like everything's all good, somebody gonna start skimming off the top and take that shit from him. Y'all can act like this isn't pimping 101, but that's 101 right there, dog.
All right. Well, do you remember the other episode where he said, "Where my hoes at?" And I said, "I haven't seen them."
He's a bad pimp too. Then not only is he a pimp, he's a bad
track
pimp.
Of them.
Right? He's a horrible pimp.
I like to live in a reality, and I'm sure most of the audience does, where he's an actual pimp on the side.
That's impossible.
He has two career paths.
But that's what I'm trying to say. So what is it? What is it exactly? Is he a true pimp or is he just playing?
We'll let the audience decide. I think it's him.
He looked like Snoop Dogg, so we gave him that and he ran with it.
Okay, next thing is apparently Ted and the janitor are going to go clubbing.
I guess they club a lot.
And this whole janitor fish thing, do you have any ideas on what the hell this is about? It went on forever.
Yeah. I didn't get it. Like,
I didn't get it either.
Why? He's the janitor seems smart enough to know that he could just put the fishbowl down.
Right, but he's mad at himself that he missed an opportunity to fuck with JD, and so he's going to torturing him.
Right, to wait in. He's but waiting to torture. But Ted is like, I need you on your game tonight, or it's going to make it so I can't pick up hot chicks, pretty much. So you got to handle this so you're not thinking about it tonight right. when we go to the club.
It's too bad it's a bottle episode, because it would be great to see those two at the club.
Just dancing, yeah.
Wearing sunglasses.
The club. The club would be great with those two. Just with sunglasses.
They're both wearing sunglasses, like LeBron.
Okay, so Kelso says Enid's burps smell like pickles and milk.
Yes.
That is disgusting.
Turk finally, so Private Dancer, we don't know what's going on. It appears he may have attempted suicide. We don't know, because he didn't get readmitted into the military, and the military is very important to him. And he's calling everyone out on their lies.
Well, and okay. I have
Turk,
a question.
Turk admits finally that he's a fucking liar, and the water balloon fight did not happen, and he slept with Stacy.
Okay, so this is what I don't understand. And there's two things that happened that we skipped that doesn't track, and one that's in the story that doesn't track. When did Private Dancer become so with it? Like, out of nowhere, this fucker turns into, like, he's able to read the room. He's able to read all of us. And this is a dude with a brain injury for three episodes before this. When the fuck did he become so fucking with it?
He's about to check out. I think we don't know how long it's been, he's made a lot of progress.
It's been 3 weeks, they said. 3 weeks.
All right. Well, he's in good shape. His brain injury has settled. He's gone the right meds, or at least we thought. And he's able to... But not enough so that he, you know, not healthy enough that he's going to be accepted into the military, which is his dream and his goal. So
he has an injury, though. That's an injury. His injury is stopping him from doing that. So because of that, I don't know. Do you feel like do you think he committed suicide, or do you think it was an accidental overdose?
I think he probably, my interpretation was that he did try to take his life. And then Elliot admits that she tried suicide. It's a heartbreaking moment, and I believe it's the commercial break. And then when she comes back, Sarah tells the most ridiculous story one has ever heard of a suicide attempt. Not that anyone should make light of a suicide attempt, but her story is so preposterous. She decides, I wrote this down because I couldn't believe it. She can't take her own life by putting her head in the oven, because when her head gets hot, she needs to pee, and she's not going to be found passed out in a puddle of her own urine. Not again, not after the prom fiasco. Then she decides that she's going to wade out of the water in a bikini. And I think Private Dancer asked her, why a bikini? And she says, well, my one piece was left in Coach Pongetti's car, but that's a story she's not going to get into.
True. But it does, it precedes
her walking out in a bikini into the lake. And she's treading and she's trying to get tired so that she'll drown. But she gets hit in the head by the rowing team.
Four times. Thump, 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 thump.
The rowing team is practicing, and they don't notice her in her bikini, and they nail her in the head and save her life.
Yes.
Only Sarah could sell that so funnily. That was very
Did
funny.
You notice that your scrubs were two-tone?
Yeah, I was trying to shake things up. I think at this point, season six, Carrie Bennett, who our wardrobe designer we're finally going to have on, she had made her own scrubs brand. And then I think she was shaking it up. So yeah, I got two-tone scrubs on.
The janitor hears fish voices.
The janitor not only hears the fish talking to him in his voice, but then the fish hits a high note.
It hits that note.
And they did that effect that looked for Scrubs VFX pretty good.
Right on. And then he finds out the janitor, that the fish's name is John Dorsey, which is a coincidence because that's also Kelso's platoon leader in the army or something like that, right?
Right. This is was so weird. It's like the reincarnation of Kelso's war buddy?
Yes.
What about when you finally fart and you fart yourself into the stratosphere? The
sky. Yeah. Not only did I fart myself into the stratosphere, when I'm falling, I fart again and get an extra boost.
I'm so ashamed. I am so ashamed when Scrubs resorts to fart jokes. But this one was pretty funny. And then you land and I go, I could have ridden you if I had a saddle. Oh, we skipped over Johnny C dressed like
Alice
from the Brady Bunch.
Not only did we skip that, we also skipped freaking Private Dancer saying that JD has a racist impersonation of black people, and then JD going, he be tripping, and that's how he went into commercial break.
Oh, it's so bad. But Alice, all that makeup for Johnny C for a very quick pop.
Real quick.
For those of you who are too young, the Brady Bunch show, they had a live-in maid. And she wore a maid's uniform all the time.
Everywhere she went. And even when she went to visit Sam, her boyfriend, she still had that
Sam
uniform.
Sam the butcher.
On.
She was always
in that uniform.
I guess the Bradys were well off because they... He was an architect, right?
Motherfucker, damn, you're right. They're well off. There's six of them motherfucking kids.
Right.
There's six of them in one house.
Right.
In one house?
Right.
In one house. And check this out. Not only that, only the young ones share a room. The right. older ones, at some point, get their own shit.
Greg had the attic, I think. Remember he had the beads? Or was that when he moved into? Wasn't there?
Not only did they have a house, they had a backyard with enough space to fucking play a full court game of a full game of football. They could, if they built a sports court, they could have played tennis. They could have played basketball.
I seem to remember
they were paid out there in 1950. Whenever the fuck this shit came out, them 70, them motherfuckers was rich.
It was 1950.
It was 1970.
All right. Anyway. Yeah, I just realized that they must have been rich because Alice was full time. She never left. She slept there in the washing.
I think had her own room.
I think she slept in the laundry room.
In the maid's quarters.
Well, they had
in the Benson's quarters.
Yeah. But I remember, I feel like, and this could be my imagination, there was an episode where they showed her room and it was very small. And I felt bad. I remember as a kid feeling bad for Alice that she had to live in that room.
It's fucked up. But yo, they let Sam come through. Sam got to come over and
Sam
hang out.
Sam loved Alice.
Oh my gosh!
But did they ever show Alice? Even when they went to, did Alice come when they went to like Disneyland?
Alice went with them everywhere. I'm sure of it. She had to. She had.
Did
to
she
be
go to
them.
Hawaii when they?
I don't know.
When the spider incident?
I'm sure she did. Maybe Sam came with her. I don't remember it.
Joelle, we need answers to all these questions. Did Alice go to Hawaii with the Bradys?
And how long was Mrs. Garrett on?
No, don't refocus, Joelle. I want to know if
before
Alice,
she went over
if
to
Alice
the
went
facts
to Hawaii,
of life,
and if
how
Alice,
long is Mrs. Garrett?
How long she worked for the Drummonds? You mean?
Yeah. Before she went over to the Facts of Life
a lot
to teach
of people
them
don't
girls.
Know that Alice works for the Drummonds before she
no
went
Alice
to the
didn't
life.
Work for the Drummonds. Freaking Mrs. Garrett
Mrs.
did.
Mrs. Garrett did. Who I took did over as
Pearl?
Pearl took over for
was
the Drummonds.
Was it Pearl? I don't know.
Daniel,
all
can
I
you
know
Google
is,
that?
All I know, right? Joelle, you get on the Alice one. Daniel,
and Daniel,
get on Miss
you get over. Who took over for Mrs. Garrett as Arnold and Willis's baby nanny?
Like, that was
by
the thing.
Way, you got to be our age to appreciate this. There's so many young people right now. All right, go ahead, Daniel.
I have an answer. Ray departed the Facts of Life after season 7, at which point Cloris Leachman stepped in
yes.
as Mrs. Garrett's sister, Beverly Ann, for the last two seasons.
There you
but that's
go.
But that's the Facts of Life, though. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking
no,
about...
No. Cloris Leachman became the new...
No, she wasn't a nanny. That's Facts of Life. Cloris Leachman was the star of Facts of Life. Her, And George Clooney joined the show too at that time. I'm talking about different strokes. After Mrs. Garrett left, who was
Arnold and Willis's nanny? And she had to take care of Sam too when he came.
No, I'm sure they had a different one, because there was the old lady also, and then there was the young Southern lady, Pearl.
I don't remember Pearl.
I think, wasn't Pearl the big, she was like a big Southern lady who was, man.
Oh, God. All right.
After Edna Garrett?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Adelaide Brubaker, who was played
Adelaide.
Who was played by Nedra Voles.
And then after Adelaide, who was it?
Who was it after Adelaide?
Hold on.
I know there was a Pearl. Mrs. Pearl. Am I thinking Mrs. Poole?
The third housekeeper, Pearl Gallagher.
Donald,
I think our rewatch show next should be Different Strokes.
Oh, I would watch the shit out of Different Strokes.
Okay. Pearl Gallagher was played by Mary Jo Catlett.
I think we found our next show. I think we finally figured out that we could watch Different Strokes.
And we could get like Todd Bridges on the show.
Yeah, Todd would come on.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it.
We could probably get everybody.
No, they're all dead, bud.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
no,
they are.
No.
Yeah, maybe Dudley. Dudley and Todd are the dude who plays Dudley and the dude who played Todd are the only two that are alive from that cast.
That's sad.
Kimberly passed away.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. Alice did go to Disney, but it was called Kings Island Amusement Park. Okay. And she went to Hawaii, where she took hula lessons with the girls.
Okay. Did she wear her
Did she surf
outfit?
Too? She surfed
No,
also.
She wore... She might have surfed. I'm watching a clip from the episode. And while she didn't wear her uniform, she did wear a very similar, like, top with the big collar, but it's, like, burnt orange.
Okay. Thank you, Joelle. That is very good and fast trivia, for those of you who are wondering. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have an amazing guest. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, it's time for our guest. Who do you have for us, Joelle? Let's see what's coming in. Play the song, Daniel.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joelle, let's get the show on.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Brandon!
Oh my God.
Brandon Morgenstein!
Morgenstein!
Hello!
Hi, Brandon!
What up, Brandon?
Hi!
Welcome to the program.
Wild. Thank
you. Donald Faison and DJ Daniel Goodman and Joelle Monique. You know us from the podcast Fake Doctors, Real Friends.
That of right course. There is Zach Braff, better yes. known as Z Bizzle.
This is Z Bizzle. I'm back in LA. I got all my buttons. If there's any sounds you want to hear, you can request any drops. I got every button. I don't remember.
I think the
where.
Beauty is when you just drop them and no one's okay. ready for it.
That's what I'm talking about.
What you trying to get into a day soon? What you trying to do? Yeah, Wallace.
This motherfucker thinks he's a DJ now. You see him?
Yeah. I love it.
Next thing you know, he's going to have his head tilted to the side and he's going to be doing this shit.
I wish I could. Like Daniel, I wish I knew how to scratch.
Wu-Tang
forever.
Learn.
you want to know my favorite soundbite though, Brandon? It's a new one, and it hasn't been fully worked into my system yet, but we got it here.
Whether it be taking a poop, whether it be a finger, whether it be a tongue, whether it, you know, everybody likes a little ass play. Everybody does. Don't act like you don't. The only time you don't like ass play is when something's going on in the ass area.
Okay. Well, Brandon just got here. Let's not shock him. Brandon, do you have a question for us? How did we find you?
Oh, we have to slow down. Sorry. Brandon, can you tell them why you wrote in, please?
Yes. Okay. So the little backstory, which is why I think Joelle blessed me with being here, mm-hmm. is so I've been best friends with my friend Jeff for 18 years. Scrubs is our favorite show. We live across the country from one another, and he got me one half of the heart.
The keychain. He just held up the keychain merch. By the way, we barely plug our merch anymore, but there is a merch store, and he held up the, you can get a Turk and the JD keychain and hold them together. Go ahead. It's sorry, Brandon.
And they're lovely. But yeah, so we live across the country from one another now. And so ever since high school, Scrubs is our favorite show, obviously, hence the merch. And ever since high school, we're an interracial duo ourselves. So we always said that we're like Turk and JD. Now cut to 10 years later, he's about to graduate med school to become a doctor because of Scrubs.
Wow.
And
I just got engaged to a Latina nurse.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You are fulfilling the prophecy.
Wow.
You know, when he called me Turk in high school, I didn't see it, but now.
Wait, if you're an interracial friendship, and you're white, that would mean that he's the black guy.
Well, he's Filipino.
Filipino. Still
okay. Yeah.
All right. Just putting it all together.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
Filipino guy is playing, in this world, the Filipino guy is playing JD and the white guy plays Turk. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Zach, you understand?
In this world.
I'm following it. And no, in this, talk about, what do you call it? Meta universes?
Metaverse.
In the metaverse.
In this metaverse.
Yes.
The white guy is Turk.
Is the sidekick. All right, Hollywood. In Hollywood, in some metaverse, in some universes, Hollywood, the white guy is the sidekick. Got it?
What if we did a Scrubs, you know, and what if the Scrubs concept for whatever we're going to do is a metaverse thing, Donald?
That's hilarious.
And there's different versions of us.
That's great. And then there's the Dulé version of me.
Yeah. And that other kid, James, can play me.
Right. And then we could have somebody, then we could go through all of the freaking bromances. There could be a version where Ben Affleck is me and you're Matt Damon. That could be a version.
He may be hard to get.
Really? You think so?
We can try.
Those
all right.
two?
Brandon, what's your question for
us? Sir? To finish up. So the finish up. Yeah. So ever since I first heard the first episode of the podcast and knew you guys were taking guests, even before I planned on proposing to my girlfriend or fiance now, I knew that when I did it, I would use this podcast to have you guys ask my best friend, Jeff, to be my best man at my wedding.
Oh, wow. Oh,
shit. Jeff! Jeff, are you listening to this podcast?
We actually have Jeff in the waiting room.
Wait, now, does Jeff know you're engaged?
I did. I was going to surprise him with even the engagement, but I blew that. Because I leading up, I was complaining.
All right,
about
bring him in.
Don't fucking blow this, Zach. Don't you fucking blow this. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Giant!
There he is.
Paul Jeffrey!
Jeff,
your name is Jeff Paul Jeffrey?
Yeah, my name is Paul Jeffrey.
So it's not Jeff name. Paul Jeffrey.
Don't
it's
even
Paul
get
Jeffrey.
Me started.
But you go by Jeff?
I go, Jeff was my nickname and when I was growing up.
Okay, but your name's Paul Jeffrey.
My legal name is Paul. Yeah, Paul Jeffrey.
All right.
Welcome to the show, Paul Jeffrey.
Welcome to the program, my friend. That's Donald Faison. You know him better as...
I'm starstruck.
Well, don't be. We're just regular guys. There's my dog walking behind us. We're just regular folks. There's a lamp that from the movie Wish I Was Here. See how it says swear jar?
Oh, there it is.
Mark, my assistant, took the swear jar and made it into a lamp.
Is there real money in that shit?
It's not real money, Donald. Why, you want to come over and take some money out of my swear jar?
It would be kind of cool if you could freaking have a light that was also a piggy bank. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, it's prop money. It's not real money, but I think
it'd
it
be dope if it was real money.
Did you guys
money?
Know that I did a real redecorating? I got the trunk here. And anyway, nobody cares.
Well, new
Paul, Jeff, you're here for a very important reason because Brandon has organized it, not only for you guys to be on the show, but to give Donald and I the honor of asking you a question. Donald, how do you want to do this?
Okay. Paul Jeffrey.
Jeff Paul Jeffrey.
You have been a friend to Brandon for a really long time.
Yeah, very, very special.
And
to
as
him.
You know, he has loved you like Turk has loved JD. As a matter of fact, he started off the show by saying, you know, I'm Turk to his JD pretty much.
Yes. He said even further that he's had a sex dream or two about you.
He said it didn't go as far as he
you
wanted
guys,
it to go.
He said you never docked.
He said
the dream.
He said you didn't dock. But there might have been a little finger play. There was finger play.
You guys held hands at least.
There might have been. But in doing so, he was like, but right, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. He was also like, but I'm also engaged to be married.
And I can't dishonor her.
And I, right.
And that
love. And the things that I do in the dreams, I can't do.
And I don't need, she doesn't need to know what happens in my dreams.
But if Jeff Paul Jeffrey would do me the honors
on my big special day.
On my big special day and saying yes to being my Brandon, I'm speaking in as if I'm him, best man, I would love it. Jeff Paul Jeffrey.
Jeff Paul Jeffrey, do you agree? Are you willing to be Brandon's best man?
You know, the answer is always obvious.
Well, sorry, Brandon. We tried.
We need these.
Absolutely, Brandon. We'll come from Donald, Zach, Joel.
Yes. Is that a yes?
Did you say yes?
Yes, he said yes.
Yay!
Thunderous applause.
Why? I mean, you really thought.
Yay, Brandon! Yeah, look at you with the lingo.
Yeah, Brandon, here's your thunderous applause. Here's this.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this.
Zach, Zach.
No,
Casey,
no,
calm
no,
down.
No,
not
no,
here.
No. Don't do that.
All right. Sorry. Paul Jeffrey, are you excited?
Yeah, definitely. When he told me about this, like, meet him on Zoom, I was like, this is a lot of theatrics for just asking me to be his best man. The answer is obvious.
Well, I want you to know that's how much he cares about you as his friend. He went all out. He
did you not
up.
Hear the story of the dreams? Did you not hear all of this?
No, enough about
there's
the
a lot of love behind
listen,
this.
Listen, he stalked Joel. You're very important to him. You're his best friend. And And he loves you. And you better have a good speech, dude, because we've given you a lot of material today. And where do you guys live?
I'm from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Oh, right on.
Jenna Jers.
Yep, that's where we grew up. I'm in L.A. now.
Okay. You moved out to L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah.
What'd you move out to L.A. for, Brandon?
To be a comedy writer, funny enough.
Nice.
Good. Where's the wedding going to be?
We're probably going to do it in Vegas.
Oh, so shit.
Just to make everyone travel.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Well, Donald will come. Donald will come.
No, I don't do Vegas no more, B.
Really?
No disrespect, Brandon. It's going to be a lovely day, and I'm sure you're going to love it, but I ain't going to be at your wedding, man. Especially
now, when
Vegas.
You guys have a bachelor party, will you go to gentlemen's establishments?
I don't think Jeff would fly out for that. But also, I don't think my fiance would like that either.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't like that.
But if you do, ask for cinnamon at the Spearmint Rhino.
Oh my God.
She is.
Cinnamon?
At the Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you should go to gentlemen's.
And if not, and if you're not going there and you go to OG's, ask for glitter. She, yes. Oof.
Oh, woo! OG's, glitter. All right, guys, you have a question. We're here to answer your question. Or if you don't, maybe that was just it. Maybe that was just the thing.
If that was it, that's cool too.
We can fix your life, whatever you need.
Yeah, I actually do have one quick question, if you guys don't mind.
No, go ahead.
So when you guys were first starting off in Scrubs, you were sort of like in the young professional role, sort of just getting into everything. We had your mentors like Dr. Cox, Dr. Wen. I was wondering, like, were there any lessons that your characters had learned at that point that sort of like you were able to apply to your own real life, like direction you needed in your own real lives?
You know, all the lessons that I learned from Scrubs, I learned way too late. And, you know, I'm a professional now. When we were making this show, I was not a professional. I was very much a goofball. And, you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know that there were many a days where I came in unprepared or, you know, inebriated or whatever, what have you. And those days are over. Turk realized way before I did how to be a professional. And the lessons that I learned, the way I learned to become a professional was when Scrubs was gone and I didn't have a job. And it was like, oh shit, I kind of fucked around for a bit. And I hope that didn't travel with me into the next world. And if anything, nowadays, if I'm like any character on set when I'm working as like in real life to the crew and everything like that, I'm like Turk. I'm very professional, but I do know how to have a good time. You understand what I'm saying?
I would
if I took anything from him, it would be that.
Yeah, I would say I definitely learned, you know, for me, filmmaking, it was. I wanted to make movies, and it was the best education. I wouldn't say necessarily from the characters, but I learned, you know, Scrubs was the best film school ever. You know, how to execute something very elaborate, very fast. Often that was written sometimes that day or a few days before. So it was like the best film school you could have had. So I learned so much that informed the way I work. And also from Bill, who's, you know, to this day is an amazing mentor. The guy has so much on his plate. He's running three TV shows right now. Which is not even humanly possible, but he's doing it. And so I learned a lot from Bill and from the crew.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Any other questions, or do you need to fix your life?
I had a question that I thought of just because of how easy, well, not how easy it was, but I guess I thought there would be a screening process for me before I got here. So I was just wondering if you had any like truly crazy people come on the podcast and you're like, well, can't release that.
No. That would be really interesting, though.
We assume that Joelle was screening people, to be honest.
I screened the majority. There's a system. No.
There's no screening.
He didn't call me out. There's absolutely a screening process. But this far in, when you get a letter as detailed as Brandon's, like, it's not really a second thought. Sometimes people have like just questions that are good, and so I call them like, hey, can you talk? Is your internet good? You sound good. It's fine. Great. Whatever. But no, Brandon's letter was so good. We've talked and communicated regularly, so I wasn't worried about like a timing situation. So you just checked all the boxes off early.
We just want to make sure
that to happen.
We'd like some crazy people.
Just one time. Because it's so easy to. It's so
when
easy
that happens,
to,
I'm going to remind you guys that you said well, this.
Exactly. It's so. The thing is, it's so easy to kick them out. It's so easy to kick them out of Zoom if they go too far and stuff like that. That's an easy thing to do. Am I correct or am,
also,
am I
what's
wrong?
Also, that's true. Yes.
Okay. I click a button and they're gone.
What's worse is when they're uninteresting. And we've had a couple people that were a bit snory and we trim them down. Yeah. DJ Daniel works his magic.
Quite a bit. We've had people come on that didn't really want to, like, we didn't know how they got on the freaking show. Like, it was like, what are you doing on here? Like, but
we should take the time to remind people that if you do want to be on the show and you haven't been told in a long time, Joelle, tell them how you get on the show or at least try to get on the show.
Yeah, so you're going to write us a message to scrubsiheart@gmail.com. Tell us a little bit about your, a little bit. I can't read story. You guys,
she's a busy brevity. Woman, guys.
It's really important. Come with your great questions, your incredible, never before heard stories. If we've asked for stories, you know, I might pull another funeral story. We don't need more penis doctors. I just want to let you know we have one and he is good.
We got the cock doc. We're good.
Yeah, we're probably good with that couple who have an open relationship. We've done them already.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, man. I've been waiting for somebody to call in and it open up and it just be like just some freak show going nuts on the other side. I've been waiting for that.
I would like someone who's bad shit. I think it would be good radio.
Oh, boy.
Just okay. To like, well, noted. Let's be careful. Let's be careful. Well, let's be just a little careful what we wish for. I don't know about bat shit, but maybe like, maybe cat shit. Maybe something a little less I don't know, man.
If you're wailing, get in the emails.
All right. Well, we don't need to fix your life, I guess, because we proposed. And this guy's life's going pretty darn well because he's going to marry the woman of his dreams.
What's her name, bro? Brandon.
Her name's Jessica.
Jessica, well, congratulations.
Jessica, yeah.
Brandon and Jessica, I can't wait to hear about your Vegas wedding.
I can't wait to hear about your wedding. And maybe, Jeff will consider, dressing up like Elvis and going to Vegas and partying like a rock star.
If I can pull it off, we'll see.
Donald will be there.
Donald will not be there. Donald doesn't go to Vegas anymore.
I'm sure there's a wedding fee. There must be some fee that you'll attend the wedding. Like a cameo.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it.
No, bro. Maybe a cameo message.
There you go.
Listen.
Let's just take cameo out of this whole situation.
Brandon, I just fucking proposed to Jeff Paul Jeffrey for you, okay?
That's true.
All right, let's fucking not get greedy, guys. All right.
That's true. All right. That's the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Wait, I just want to say one thing. Last thing. We said we were going to get to this. Elliot at the end gave this man a reason to live by kissing him
right
on his lips.
Yes.
And that was a great thing that she did for him. I don't know about necessarily having to kiss him, but she gave him hope at the end.
Right, but then the camera pushes in and she has a little bit of a curious look on her face like, am I attracted to Private Dancer?
No way.
Yes. Rewatch it. Audience, rewatch it.
No way. She knew exactly. You agree with Zach?
Joelle agrees with me.
I do. I was like, what is this pushing for? I didn't understand. I couldn't understand what was happening.
I looked at it as the pushing as was her moment of, I don't know, man. It's clear she let it go a long time ago. She let the suicide situation go a long time ago, and she was over it. So we're clear on that. So, yeah, what was the motivation for the push-in, I wonder?
I'm telling you that the first beat was, he says, would someone like you ever be interested in me? And she does exactly what you said. She gives him hope. She flirts with him a little bit. And then she, even though she has a boyfriend, she goes as far as to give him a little sweet, innocent kiss on the lips. And you're right. She gave him hope. And then he gets off in a cab. The cab pulls off. And then the camera takes its time and pushes in on Elliot. And she has a look on her face like, as if to say, like, I don't know, there were sparks? Am I attracted to Private Dancer? Are we setting up Private Dancer coming back again in season 7? I don't know. I thought that. Joelle did too.
I didn't see that. But hey, man, you know, you never know. You never
That's
know.
That's why all art is up for interpretation.
That's
Donald.
Right. You never know.
It's like it's like when you watch one of your Marvel movies. Some people like them. Some people don't. Everything's
Quick
up
question,
for
Brandon. You see Doctor Strange?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was better than what a lot of people were saying about it.
Did you think it was better than Spider-Man?
No.
Okay. Paul Jeffrey. Did you see Doctor Strange?
I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet.
Go see it.
Hey, Paul Jeffrey, did you see the latest Spider-Man?
Yeah, I did see that one.
Oh, well, on my airplane, I made it to the part where they went into the snowy Doctor Strange's house. So that part was good.
All right. The introduction to the good. Movie.
Yeah.
Almost 5 minutes in.
I have a bunch of questions.
Well,
now.
We got to go, brother.
Okay, all right.
It's been a long show. We love you all.
Are you going to watch Obi-Wan, Brandon? Because I'm going to watch it.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Obi-Wan's coming up. When does Obi-Wan premiere, Joelle? You must know.
Yes, the last Friday in May, and I'm really looking forward. It's a doubleheader. They're dropping two episodes.
That means it's going to be like 2 hours of Star Wars, maybe. Two hours of please, dear Star Wars. I'm going to just write an open letter to Star Wars before we leave. Dear Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi, please don't make these episodes shorter than 1 hour.
Agreed.
Leave it at that.
We know they're made by Deborah Chow, who's an artiste. And so we know they'll be good. Mm-hmm. And Donald will be happy. And we have lots to talk about.
Also, they started filming Ahsoka. Sorry.
Okay.
They did. It happened.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
It's finished?
No, they just started filming.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm so disappointed.
What are you disappointed in?
Because nobody called me. to film Ahsoka. I'm free.
The ultimate meme of the show.
I should be in Ahsoka. I could be a pilot. Dear Dave Filoni, what the fuck?
Let him
whether
know.
It be taking a poop, whether it be a finger, whether it be a tongue, whether it, you know, everybody likes a little ass bite.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.